Welcome to Let's Talk EI with Dr. Hank Clemens. This is an open forum to discuss all things emotional intelligence. So call and share your thoughts and ideas at 888-463-6748. That's 888-GO-FOR-IT. Now, here's your host, Dr. Hank.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, happy April 1st. And hopefully everyone had a great weekend this weekend. Many of you celebrated Easter or whatever the holy day was that you celebrated. I hope you had a great time. Yeah, the day is April 1st, and often it's a practical joke day. One of those times when people will pull a practical joke on you and go, April Fools. Well, I just want to let you know that today is not April Fool's Day when it comes to emotional intelligence. When we talk about emotional intelligence, you know, we're very, very serious, and it is something that, one, I certainly believe in and strongly support and a big advocate of. But we can have fun. We can have fun doing emotional intelligence things. So if someone wants to call in and do an April Fool's, well, we're open to that. I just wanted to invite you to the show today. We have some great information to share with you. Not only do we have an exciting guest, which is one of the chapter chairs, but there's been a lot of things going on since we were last together. Let me just kind of tell you a little bit about Let's Talk EI. For those that may be listening for the very first time, Let's Talk EI is a monthly show dedicated to discussing emotional intelligence and other topics that are related to emotional intelligence. And you know what? If you can think of a topic that's not related to emotional intelligence, we'd like to discuss that one too. I'm Dr. Hank, and president of the Society of Emotional Intelligence, which is the sponsor of the show. We have several mediums that we use to share information to our listeners, to our members, and those that will become members. We typically like to share information, one, through Let's Talk EI, which is the internet radio show. And by the way, the show is not just for listening. It's also for people who can call in and share their thoughts and ideas. We want to know what you're thinking. We want to know what your thoughts are about emotional intelligence. Is it a fad, or is it something that's here to stay? You know, is it something that can benefit you or others? Is it something that you can use at work? You know, just how are you using emotional intelligence? Anyway, as I was saying, we use Let's Talk EI as a medium to share information about the society and what the chapters are involved in and what they're doing. You can find the information also on our website. Our website is www.societyofei.org. That's www.societyofei.org. We also use our chapters as a way of sharing information. Right now we have 8 chapters. I think last time we talked we only had 6 and one was being considered. Well, that just shows, well, it shows me how emotional intelligence or the interest in emotional intelligence is growing. We're up to 8 chapters and we're only into April of 2013. So by the end of the year, maybe we'll have a couple more chapters. Who knows? The chapters that we currently have, one in Atlanta. We also have one in Delaware. And I want to give a big shout out to Elisa Word in Delaware. They had their meet and greet last Thursday evening at the Christiana Hilton Hotel in Newark, Delaware. It was a great turnout, and you'll see a few pictures posted on the SOEI national website. But if you go to the SOEI national website and then go to the Delaware chapter, which is called Tri-State Chapter, that's because it includes Delaware parts of Philadelphia and parts of New Jersey. I'm pretty sure Elise will have posted some additional photos from the meet and greet that was held last week. We have a chapter in Los Angeles. We have a new chair there. It's Barbara Kerr. She'll be looking for others to join her in creating the new leadership team. Barbara has done some great work around emotional intelligence and one of the highly respected practitioners. And we'll be talking to Barbara, if not later on today, sometime in the near future. But you can, again, go to our website and you'll see the link that gets you to Barbara. So if you're in the L.A. area, well, let's be a little more specific. You're in Los Angeles County or Orange County or Ventura County, and all of those counties are kind of within 50 miles of Los Angeles. It'd be a good idea to give Barbara a call or send her an email and let her know that you're interested in getting involved. She'll be happy to get that note from you, because that chapter, when it gets going and it's starting to bloom, starting to blossom, it's going to be going like gangbusters. There's a lot of folks in L.A. that are into and like to discuss and share information around emotional intelligence. So I think that will be one of the big chapters here in a very, very short time. We also have a chapter in New York. We have one in Tampa, Florida. As a matter of fact, the one in Tampa, Florida will be having their professional development meeting on April 25th. And we're going to have Jesse Collins, who's a psychologist and a faculty member at St. Leo University. He'll be the speaker there. So if you're in the Tampa area, April 25th, the evening of April 25th, go to their website, get registered, and attend the professional development meeting they'll be having. We have one in Houston, a chapter in Houston, and that one is headed up by John Hartman, who's our guest today. Just started a meetup group there, and so that's one of the ways that we might be able to get folks to find out more and explore the Houston chapter. John will share a little more information about that when he comes on here shortly. I mentioned last month that we were exploring a chapter in Phoenix, and that chapter is now operational. It's headed up by Stephanie Orr. So again, go over to the website, look up Stephanie Orr. I think she has an email address listed there, and if you're in the Phoenix area, well, give Stephanie a holler and get involved in the chapter there. And finally, the newest chapter that is being, well, that's in the development stage. It's called the Gulf Coast chapter. And that one is being headed up by Joe Fierro. And the Gulf Coast chapter will consist of states such as Alabama, Mississippi and Louisiana, and I think most of the work or meetings and things will probably be in the Louisiana area. I'm not sure, but you can send Joe an email and find out what he's doing there. And again, if you're in that area, it'll be a good idea to send him an email, let him know that you're interested, you want to get involved. I think he's also building his leadership team. So it's pretty exciting. I'm certainly excited. Oh, and I forgot to mention about Los Angeles. One of the things that, because it's being done in Los Angeles, we give the Los Angeles chapter credit for it. There's going to be a EQI 2.0 certification workshop held in L.A. May 16 and 17. So if you're in the L.A. area, you live in that area, you work in that area, and you want to get certified in the EQI 2.0, which is an assessment tool for assessing one's emotional intelligence, that'll be a good time to do that. So that rounds out, I think, most of the chapters. Yeah, it covers all of the chapters. The other thing I want to say is that we have an annual conference that's coming up in October. We do that each year. This year will be October 18. If you're interested in being a speaker, well, on our website again, we have a call for speakers. But the deadline for submitting the proposals is April 5th, which is Friday. So if you haven't done so and you're interested in being a speaker, well, before the day is over or shortly thereafter, certainly by the end of the week or by Friday, please send in your proposal. The information of where to send it is on the website. So go to the website again and go to the conference page, I believe, and you'll see what is being asked in terms of the requirement to be a speaker. April 5th is the deadline, which is Friday. We have a couple of LinkedIn groups that also helps to get the word out about the Society of Emotional Intelligence. One of them is Society of Emotional Intelligence Network, and the other is Society of Emotional Intelligence Exchange. Now, members of SOEI can belong to either or both of those groups. However, if you are a non-member of SOEI, you can only belong to one of those, and that's the Society of Emotional Intelligence Network. Speaking of members and memberships, you can join the Society by completing an application that you'll see on the website. We have three levels of membership. We have a professional level, which is $50. To renew, it's only $35. Many of you in the New York area, I believe, have not renewed, so I encourage you to renew your membership, but it's only $35 for renewals. We have a corporate membership, which is $200. And what that gets you is three members can belong to the society for $200. Plus, one of those members can attend the annual conference at no cost. So that's sort of a win-win, win-win, win-win. In other words, you can get three memberships, and one of those members can attend the conference at no cost. And finally, there's a student membership. So if you're a student attending a university and you're attending at least half-time, and most students attend at least half-time, student membership is only $15. So it's a great time to get involved, great time to sort of stake out some territory, great time to belong to the Society of Emotional Intelligence. A couple of other things that I just wanted to share is that, I mentioned a little earlier, is that this is an open forum show, meaning that you can call in and share your thoughts and ideas, and that's what we want. We want to hear from you. I know a little bit about emotional intelligence. Our guests that we have on each month know a little bit about emotional intelligence. But each one of us, each one of you, have had experiences around emotional intelligence. So sometimes you can call in and just share an experience that you've had. If you want to just simply listen, that's okay. You can listen on your computer or you can listen on your mobile device. However, if you want to call in and share your thoughts and ideas, which is what I really encourage you to do because I want to hear from you, give us a call at 1-888-463-6748. Again, that's 1-888-463-6748. And then you can speak to either to our guests, or you can just share your thoughts and ideas, or we can just have a general conversation. So that's a little bit about the society, a little bit about what's going on. We're going to get to our guest right after this, and just stay with us. We'll have our guest coming on shortly.
Let's Talk EI on TalkZone.com. Here's your host, Dr. Hank.
Thank you. Thank you for staying with us over the lunch hour. When I say over the lunch hour, I guess if you're on the East Coast, this is your lunch hour. But if you're on the West Coast, you're probably just getting through your second or maybe third cup of coffee. Well, in whichever case, wherever you're located, thanks for being with us today. I really appreciate having the opportunity to kind of use this as a medium to get the information out about emotional intelligence. I mentioned that we have a guest today, and we do. That guest is John Hartman. And John has been a member of the Society of Emotional Intelligence now, I think probably for a couple of years or so. And he's taken on the challenge of starting the Houston chapter. And I just want to say thanks to that. Hello, John. Are you there?
Yeah, Dr. Hank, I'm here. I appreciate good. The opportunity.
Good, good. I was going to share some information, a little information about you. You know, typically one of the things that we'd like to do is just kind of share some factual information about the guests, you know, sort of bio kind of stuff, you know. So I hope you don't mind if I do that.
Oh, please do. I appreciate it.
Okay, okay. Well, John has written a book, and the title of the book is Are You Living Your Best Life on Purpose? Well, that's pretty intriguing in and of itself, but where do you hear about some of the other stuff about John? One, John is a successful business consultant, life coach, leadership trainer, and motivational speaker. He's the founder and CEO of the Institute of Purposeful Excellence, and he is the chair of the Houston chapter of the Society of Emotional Intelligence. John is the recent author of Are You Living Your Best Life on Purpose? And he's made a connection between EI, or emotional intelligence, and spirituality. We're going to talk a little bit about that. But John also holds a BS in mechanical engineering. I think if you recall, maybe it was that last month, the month before last, we had someone on that was also from the technical side, but also was using emotional intelligence and was able to kind of put those two things together. John has an MBA in strategic business and marketing and is fully engaged in his doctoral work. He's seeking a PhD in industrial and organizational psychology. He's certified in the EQI 2.0. He's a six-year veteran of the United States Navy, and John's ultimate purpose is to serve God while showing even in corporate America, love wins. So, John, after having said all of that, and that was really a mouthful, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Hank. I really appreciate the opportunity to serve you and serve our EI community. I'm really looking forward to sharing my experience and knowledge and hopefully some wisdom about how spirituality is a good, solid connection of the fundamental foundation of emotional intelligence.
Okay, fantastic. Well, first, before we get to that part, because I'm just really anxious to hear that, why did you write the book?
Well, Hank, I'll try to keep you and give you the cliff notes of this, but it all really began with me truly seeking out to try to identify my own purpose in life, if you will. You know, I was a young, immature Christian. I was working to become spiritually mature. You know, I already thought I knew how, but, you know, you never know until you have trials and tribulations and you go through several different expectations of your life and you end up trying to figure out how to turn your mess into a message, if you will. You know, like most everyone else that's probably listening to this show, you know, we're all driven to go towards and strive for the corporate American dream. You know, I felt success was expected of me from friends, you know, from the rest of society. You know, this status sounds familiar to most of these folks. You know, I was driven by the fear of not being accepted. You know, the fear of not becoming successful. You know, I was holding on to this childhood belief system, you know, through you know, having the fear of God and seeking the love of Jesus because we thought Jesus was going to protect us from God.
Right.
For me, this just didn't feel right. You know, I never stopped believing, you know, and I never stopped attending church, you know, up until around the age of 10. And life took a turn for me. You know, it was one of those things that you try to figure out what everyone else is doing around you, and you sort of follow suit because that seems to be the right thing. So I dropped out of high school in the 10th grade to join the Navy. Now,
wow,
that sounds a little intriguing and interesting, but you know, it was one of those things that, you know, I really don't think it was an impulsive thing, because it really took me about a year to negotiate with my mom, if you will, because she had to sign me in.
Right,
you know,
right.
It was under the premise, you know, you're not going in unless you have your GED. So, needless to say, I busted my tuition and focused on my GED for that summer and was able to go in. You know, but there was, you know, one really strong person that was in my life that was my step-grandfather, you know,
okay.
And he kept telling me these things that says, hey, if you're going to do it better, you must distance yourself from those who choose not to do it better. And let me repeat myself, those who choose not to do life better. And that really, really rang home. And that's one of the things I think I looked at the Navy for me. It was to a little bit of a scapegoat. Get out of
okay.
this, you know, get out of this neighborhood of failure. Get out of this family orientation of, you know, virtually zero success, if you will. So, you know, I was, you know, driven to join the Navy and spent 6 years traveling through that. But, you know, still through that whole process, I was able to kind of identify more a little bit of my young spirituality. Even though that I was immature,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was seeking to learn more. And, you know, part of my tour in the Middle East, I was blessed to be able to go to Israel and spend some time in Jerusalem and, you know, the city of Christ and Bethlehem and
okay.
learn a little bit more about Christianity, if you will. But I was able to learn a lot more about Judaism and Muslim, you know, as far as different religious and belief systems and concepts of that. So that struck a real chord in me in saying, why do I believe what I believe?
Right,
and that was the biggest thing. Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? Am I doing what God created me to do, or am I doing what my neighborhood, you know, my siblings, my parents created me to do? So I really strived to try to kind of put my life together, put in kind of some perspective. And, you know, after the Navy, you know, I was really driven to go back to school and get my engineering degree. I was driven to do it better, smarter, and faster. And, you know, coming from a family that no one in my family mm-hmm. on either side for generations ever attended college. No one ever graduated. Matter of fact, most dropped out of high school. Very few graduated from high school along the way.
Yeah.
So I was driven by the passion of breaking away from, you know, I don't know if you want to call it a curse or you just want to call it, you know, ignorance developed through, you know, generations and generations passed down. But I was able to break through that. But along with that, still trials and tribulations, you know, in
right.
short, you know, I've been married and divorced 3 times, unfortunately, in the last 30 years. But part of those trials and tribulations were learning, you know, the hate and the pain
mm-hmm.
of dishonesty and distrust and things of that nature. And along the way, you know, I really woke up and said, there's got to be something here. There's some reason that I'm not approaching life correctly. So
it sounds I'm going to go back to one of your earlier statements. So it sounds like you took the mess that you had experienced and gone through and became a messenger in terms of taking that information and putting it into the book.
Yeah, absolutely. This really became the blueprint of the book, if you will, along the way. You know, I certainly wanted to take my experiences and my mess and turn it into the message. But, you know, along the way, as I developed in my career and developed in engineering and became a consultant
mm-hmm.
and eventually became a life coach and things of that nature, and I started working with couples and CEOs and executives along the way, you know, I started finding this common red thread through all of us. And that
okay.
common red thread was, you know, obviously our belief system, whatever
right.
that was, you know, whatever religion that was, that common red thread was very, very important to how we really perceived life and how we were going to wrap our arms around it and move forward.
Right.
Now, having said that, digging a little bit deeper, what makes up those fundamental foundations of our belief system. It turns out to be pretty much 90% of all the components of emotional intelligence.
Okay, so that's how you got there. Okay.
That's how I got it, because I really started driving to say, what does self-actualization really mean? You know, what does it really mean, you know, be all you can be, right? Certainly we remember the slogans from the military and things of that nature, and that's pretty impressive. But there's a different element, meaning be all you can be from a spiritual aspect. And after researching, reading, studying, speaking to hundreds of people, you know, consulting with different clients and things of that nature, you know, you come to a point in your life and you realize that people are who they have surrounded themselves from. You know, their belief systems are based on emotions, based on experiences, and they're based on knowledge and wisdom through life. And that common red thread through all of us is either strong or it's weak. And mine was certainly weak, and I was starting to realize that self-actualization meant I had to be all that I can be based on God's purpose, not mine.
Okay. Okay. So it was the higher calling, someone else or something else that was helping to direct, if you will, the path.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I knew that at some point, you know, my mess is going to be probably even messier along the way. But how can I make emotional intelligent decisions to manage that in a better aspect? And that's kind of where I sort of connected it. And
okay.
You know, and at the end of the day, I mean, still going through trials and tribulations. You know, I'm a survivor of 3 different cancers over the last 25 years, and I've been able to beat that, you know, with true strong faith and keep my head straight, and that's worked. I mean, and I won't go into too much detail of that.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, I wrote the book to help reach out to as many people as possible to give them hope and guidance in identifying their God-given purpose. I mean, at the end of the day, and to give them guidance and direction to know that to live your best life on purpose has significant repercussions, how effective you are or are not. And this is kind of a personal perspective of it, but, you know, I want people to truly believe that their mind, their body, and their spirit is a gift from God. And how we choose to use those gifts or how we choose to abuse those gifts is our gift in return to God.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, hold on a minute, John, because it's we have to take a break. There's one of those requirements that at a certain point along the way we have to break in. So keep those thoughts right there. I want to get back to them. I have a couple of other questions and comments that I want to make and get your reactions to them. But also we may have someone that might want to call in and ask a question or two or share a comment or two with you. So stay with us, and we'll be back right after the break.
It's time for more of Let's Talk EI on TalkZone.com. Here's Dr. Hank.
Well, thank you. Thanks for staying with us. Thanks for staying with us over your lunch and breakfast, a couple of coffees, as I mentioned earlier. We have our guest with us today. Our guest is John Hartman, who's the chair of the Houston chapter of the Society of Emotional Intelligence. And before the break, John was sharing with us some of the reasons that led him to write the book. And not only what led him to write the book, but also he was sharing with us a little bit about how he sees emotional intelligence and spirituality sort of being tied together. Now, the topic of the discussion is, are you living your best life on purpose? And so we're going to bring John back to let him share some additional thoughts and ideas about the book and his philosophy around emotional intelligence. I just want to say to the listening audience out there, remember, this is an open forum. We do want you to call in. We do want you to share your thoughts and ideas, and maybe even ask John to elaborate on some of the things that he's talking about. Now, to give us a call, just dial 1-888, I think that's 3-H, 1-888-463-6748. That's 1-888-463-6748. Now, John, I want to go back and just kind of continue on the discussions that we were having. The title of the book is Are You Living Your Best Life on Purpose? Now, I ask you, why did you write the book, and also how EI ties in with spirituality? But the title of the book, Are You Living Your Best Life on Purpose? What does that mean?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked, Hank. I mean, because it throws people off a little bit, you know, is it your life on purpose versus is it on an accident or for an accident, if you will. But living it on purpose is for those people that are seeking to say, you know, do I really have a purpose in life and what is it, right? It poses the question, the challenge to people is saying, do I have a purpose in life? And if I do, what is it? You know, why am I here? And that's the most important question is, why am I here? Why did God create me? And what does he want me to do, if you will, with my life?
Okay.
He must have some purpose for me. So, you know, I'm really trying to pose the question so that people would say, hey, I think I know what my purpose is, but let me use emotional intelligence to decide whether I'm on purpose or not. And typically, especially with the people that I work for that are striving to do this, as they're trying to find out if they're, you know, on purpose or not, or if they actually have a purpose in life and what is it, they realize at the end of the day the lack or weakness, if you will, of the true emotional intelligence that they have. You know, my premise is that, you know, knowledge is power, but the real belief is that knowledge is only potential power until you apply emotional intelligence to make those decisions, to apply it, you know, analyze it, review it, go back, start over, and apply it once again. So the purpose is for people to say, do I know, am I certain what my purpose is in life?
Okay. So when we were talking about emotional intelligence then, and then talking about living one's purpose, emotional intelligence in and of itself is just not a feel-good thing. It's something that you really have to think about and really have to process to understand, you know, how does one get to their purpose? Because we can be misled by a number of things that might come our way. So how do we know when we get to our purpose?
Yeah, and that's a really good question. And it really reflects on your clarity. I mean, each one of us have an individual spirituality belief system. And for those of us that truly believe in God, our creator, we know when we have a direct relationship with God, because there's this thing that we rejoice about. It's called the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
So you've had that Holy Spirit in your mind, body, and, you know, heart, truly in your soul, then only then you can recognize it and say, I get it. I get it. I understand why I'm here. So part of those gifts and talents that I believe that we were given along the way and that we cultivate, we're able to cultivate and expand on our emotional intelligence, taking those gifts and talents and making the best of the best, analyzing where we are not so strong,
okay,
and focus on those a little bit, but still grow within that emotional intelligence, because emotional intelligence allows us to do critical thinking, to make wise choices and decisions based on what we truly believe and feel. More importantly, it motivates us to go prove or disprove what we do believe or don't believe. And that's what's really challenging in our society today is that there are too many people with a second-hand religion and not a first-hand relationship in the sense of, I believe this because I've done my homework, not
gotcha.
Just because of what my neighbor has said, not just because I hear it on TV. I've actually gone and studied mm-hmm. what I believe about intelligence. I've studied what I believe about logic and physics. I've studied what about theology to some extent to get a perspective of why people believe in Christianity, why people are atheists, and where are they coming from. And once you do critical thinking, you're able to come up with some emotional intelligent reasoning about your own belief system.
Got it. Well, that brings me to this other part of that, and that is, how successful are most people in the workplace that don't have a purpose in life?
Yeah, part of what I'm doing now, Dr. Hank, is in the research of my dissertation, is trying to take the empirical evidence that I've come across in the last 10 or 15 years and formalize it into, more of an academic true study.
Okay.
And what I have found over the last 15 years is that anywhere from 40 to 70% of people in most workplaces do not have a very specific knowing purpose in life, and they're just spinning their wheels, right? They're
wow.
there for a job either out of having to have a paycheck or out of greed to have a paycheck, but not out of purpose. And so they're there, and most of them just do just enough to survive and not thrive. And through that study is that the top 30 to 40%, and obviously this fluctuates in different industries, fluctuates in different organizations,
okay.
but that top 30 or 40% of people, most in the 80 to 90% are on purpose, a very specific purpose. They're very specifically driven to accomplish things in their life because they have an end goal. And these end goals can be everything through financial success, marriage, children raised and going to school.
Mm-hmm.
But a large percent of those people who are very successful have a very in-tune spiritual goal. And that spiritual goal is to satisfy their creator within their own heart in the sense of being the best that they can be.
Okay.
Becoming truly self-actualized, if you will. So.
Right.
One of the ways that we're doing this and trying to get a good sense of where's the real meaning of this is evaluating people's emotional intelligence level in the workplace. And part of that emotional intelligence in the workplace, then correlating that to what their belief system is. Now, not in detail, but
mm-hmm.
Are you Christian? Are you Jewish? Are you Muslim? Are you practicing those different belief systems?
Right.
And then
right.
what we do is we take a good core look at their performance in the workplace consistently for the last 3 or 5 years. And there's a lot of commonality to show how the people who are not on purpose, who lack a belief system, underperform those who do. Does that make sense?
It does. Because one of the things that I'm hearing is that, when you look at the data or the information, it sort of clearly points out that those that don't have a purpose are not as successful over the long term as those that do have a purpose. And I'm equating that to mission, vision, but in this case we're talking about, living a purposeful life. Those that do live a purposeful life tend to be more successful than those that don't.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and you're absolutely right. I mean, there's spurts of success for people along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Some people would call that luck or coincidence or, fate and all this. And, me personally, I don't believe in luck, good or bad or coincidences. I use the term, I only believe in God because, if it's truly directed as part of our purpose, then certainly it was meant to be, even if we don't like the result.
Right. That is fantastic. That's some good stuff. One other quick one before we take a break is that your book talks about a GPS life plan that helps people identify their purpose in life. Now, does that incorporate helping people improve their EI?
Yeah, absolutely, Dr. Hank, it does. Basically, it walks people through a variety of different exercises on their own, and they are all staged categorized in the sense of helping them develop their emotional intelligence, because the GPS life plan is basically God, purpose, and significance. And as you are developing those traits within your within yourself, mm-hmm. you are forced to increase your understanding of emotional intelligence to better understand why you do things, why you act the way you do, why do you speak the way you do, why you interact with the people the way you do, and how those interactions take place. So it goes back to our fundamental, you know, five key traits of the emotional intelligence platform. And it's a really good learning exercise for most people who have never even experienced emotional intelligence. And if you they were scared of that word to begin with, it's a good segue into it safely without intimidating people to thinking, you know, hey, you know, I'm dumb, I'm going to stay that way, I don't care at all about that emotional intelligence stuff. You know, it's a very safe, threatening environment to learn. But it's very, very effective. You know, I've been using this process now for 12 years, you know, both on teens that are trying to work their way through colleges, but more importantly, in my leadership training that I provide for, you know, CEOs and executives. This stuff works. It absolutely works, and it's very, very powerful. But like with any great tool that we have, if you don't use it, you're going to lose it.
Right. Well, John, one of the things, I got to take another quick break here, but when we come back, before we close out, I'm going to ask you to give us some final thoughts and maybe share with us how we can get a hold of your book and how we can reach you. But first, let's take a quick break, and then I'll come back and ask you to share those things with our audience, okay?
We're back with more Let's Talk EI on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Dr. Hank.
Well, thank you. We're back. We're back with John Hartman, who's been our guest, who's shared some great information with us. And he has this book that, you know, I would really like for you to get your hand on and really like for you to read. The title of the book is called Are You Living Your Best Life on Purpose? John, how and where could we find this book? If some of our listeners want to get a copy of this, how would they go about it?
Yeah, absolutely. BarnesandNoble.com, Amazon.com, and also my personal website, CoachJohnHartman.com. And John is spelled J-O-N, CoachJohnHartman.com. And if folks want to order from my website, you know, I'll personally autograph or send it out with a free gift along with the book.
Okay. Can you just repeat that email address there again, John?
All right. The web address is www.coachjohnhartman.com, CoachJohnHartman.com, CoachJohnHartman.com, or Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com if you can find the book.
Fantastic. And, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, if people want to reach out to me directly still, my email address is John, J-O-N, at CoachJohnHartman.com. I would love to hear from all of you.
Fantastic. John, thanks a lot for being our guest today. I really not only heard a lot, but I learned a lot. And I think, you know, when we talk about emotional intelligence, we're not only talking about just the hearing, but we're also talking about the understanding of whatever it is that we're hearing. Sort of that in-depth listening. And I would like to think that our listeners really did get some good information from the things that you were sharing with us today. So thanks a lot for being our guest. I really appreciate it. Good luck with the chapter down there in Houston. And when you get a chance, send me some information, just kind of let me know how that's going. I'd like to also include that in the monthly updates when I'm sharing about the different chapters on the Let's Talk EI. So, John, again, thanks for being our guest.
Thank you, Dr. Hank. Have a wonderful, blessed day.
Thank you. Well, that was John Hartman, and as you heard, there's a lot to living your life on purpose, and it's not just something that someone said. Well, go out and get the book, and if you don't get a chance to get the book, I'm sure that John would probably be willing to maybe give away a couple of complimentary copies or something like that if you write him in and ask for it. So I'm not saying that he will. I'm just saying that I think that's something that John would feel pretty comfortable doing. He also indicated that he would be willing to autograph them for you. And who knows, if they ever wind up on eBay, you know, they may be pretty pricey. But again, I just wanted to thank John for being our guest. A couple of other things. I had mentioned that we have an email address so that we can receive emails during the show. The email address is letstalkei@gmail.com. And last month, we had an email, and we didn't get a chance to respond to it, but I wanted to take an opportunity to respond to it this month, so I apologize for a month late in my response to this one email. But actually, the email asked the question, does SOEI, or does the Society of Emotional Intelligence, offer online EI courses? And actually, that is something that we had been considering for a long time, and we've just kind of been kicking that around. And actually, the answer is going to be yes. So if you go to our website, you'll see that one of the things that the Society of Emotional Intelligence is looking at is having an online course. It'll be titled Emotional Intelligence 101. And the intent is to offer that course so that people can take it at home, take it at work, take it, you know, on the beach or while they're on vacation. They just want to go on and do some things in terms of broadening or expanding their understanding and knowing of emotional intelligence. They can do that. But also, you know, with technology these days, people in remote areas can pick up the internet, whereas they can't drive to or fly to a location where there's an on-ground course being done. So one of the things is by the internet, if you're in some really remote place, and I don't know where that is, but I'm just using the term remote place, and they're not offering a course in your location, taking the online course will allow you to still get information, share your thoughts, and become more emotionally intelligent, or certainly learn more about emotional intelligence. So visit the website, societyofei.org. And I'm going to go out on a limb and say within the next couple of weeks or so, we should have something posted there that will identify or indicate exactly when that course is going to be offered or when it's going to be up there. Right now, it just says coming soon. So I haven't been able to put any times and dates around that, but as soon as I get that information, I'll be sure to post it. Well, that's all for this month's show. I think we had a great show today, particularly an outstanding guest. And I just want to thank you for being a purposeful listener and staying with us throughout the entire show. I really appreciate that. What I'd like to ask you to do is think about it for the next show, which will be the first Monday of May, and see if you can call in and share what I call an EI moment or an EI experience with us. It is an open forum show, and we do want people to call in and share their thoughts and ideas around emotional intelligence. emotional intelligence is not something that is out of reach of everyone. As a matter of fact, it is within reach of everyone, and we'd like to hear from you. So this is Dr. Hank saying thanks for listening. Thanks for being with us today. So go out and have an EI day. See you next week. I mean, next month.